Hi, we're looking at Vision Destiny 2017. This is the last session, session six. I have been sharing my journals, my conversations with the Father, things that the Father's been showing me, some of my journey that's taking me into a deeper reality to know who God really is. God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will reveal himself out of the doctrinal and theological wilderness of the old order. And God is bringing us, if we are willing to follow him, on a wild ride, a roller coaster, which will cause us to hang on sometimes for where it's going, but God wants to unveil so much more of himself. So what has God said to us in 2016 and is relating to his words? What has he shown us in visions? What does God mean by that? And that's so important that we all interpret that through our own engagement with God, not just through someone else's understanding. What's the application for you and me to what God is saying? What is the application to the church here locally, but also worldwide? So following God in relationship has been for me like looking at this tapestry of God. And I didn't realize I was looking at that, but that's how God showed me to bring me to a reality where what was going on in my mind was framing my experiences of God, and I was leaning to the understanding of my framing. So the Father led me to a thread as I'm viewing this beautiful tapestry, and it's beautiful, and it's expanding, and all my encounters add to it and are woven into it. So it's an expanding tapestry that I didn't realize I was using to form my understanding of God. But he led me to a thread, and I followed it and pulled it, and I thought I was going to go deeper into it, but literally what happened was it was like pulling a thread that unraveled the whole tapestry so that I could look at God himself. That tapestry was an image of God, a wonderful image, a expanding image, but still an image. Now, any image of God which is created by religion is an idol. It's not God himself. And the construct of my mind caused me to frame my encounters in a way which led me to try and understand it and therefore lean to that understanding rather than trusting the continual relationship. Even though I was relating to God, it was still in this framework. And then when God removed the framework, this whole image unraveled and I was enabled to see God in a totally different way. And the framework was removed. So the relationship with God, he was able to take me deeper and deeper beyond places where I was comfortable to go before and beyond places where I'd been before, and not just beyond a place, but into a reality which was beyond anything I'd experienced before. So I've been leaning on my own understanding of the image that I'd been viewing, and all my encounters with God started to personally challenge me to go beyond that image. The problem was, every time I encountered God, it added to the image until my mind was deconstructed. And this cognitive dissonant process became a phrase that became familiar with me over the year, because it defined many of my encounters. So I believe we're in for this wild ride of discovery. You know, the very core beliefs that we might have held are going to be challenged by the extravagantly revealed love of God, who's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is revealing himself to us, and it is causing us to go way beyond our beliefs of who God is into an experience of the truth. So as God reveals himself to us, it will be like first love all over again, but in a completely different way, discovering who he really is in relationship. So in the previous session, I shared something about the unveiling of God's love that might challenge our current theology or doctrine. Now, I am not here to challenge your theology or doctrine. I'm here to share my testimony and my experiences and encourage you to pursue God for yourselves. So I'm not trying to create a new theology or convince you to change your theology, but to be open to God, to engage God's love for yourself and see where that takes you. Remember in the Matrix, it was like the blue pill or the red pill. You can take the blue pill and you can wake up in continuing in the belief systems that you've got, or take the red pill and follow the rabbit trail down the rabbit hole and let's see how deep it goes. And there is no bottom with God. There's just more and beyond, and God wants to take us into that beyond and unveil himself and reveal himself. And so that we're actually living in a love relationship. And actually a phrase that God spoke to me about this year was living loved, so that we can love living. And if we're living trying to be loved, then we're always trying to get something that we've already got. And that is just dead works. And so let's not try to be loved or accepted or affirmed or approved of. We already are in him. Let's learn to enjoy who we already are so he can unveil that to us and experience it. So it may be a roller coaster ride. You may be a white knuckle ride where you're holding on thinking, where is this going? But follow God and find out for yourself where it will take you into a deeper aspect of knowing him by relationship. God spoke to me a lot, really, during the year. But he said various things. True sons are to be revealed to be the song and the dance of light, to show off love to a deprived creation. You will be able to see clearly when the constructs of the knowledge of good and evil are removed from your mind. And this was what God said to me through this process. Son, reveal me, the true me. Let the Joshua generation know that their me is to be unfettered by the old orders of theology of intellectual information. So in other words, he was saying, let's be able to engage free from the constructs that are limiting our understanding and experience of God. I am that I am is a lover available to know through the intimacy of a love affair that has been hidden through the ages and scandalized by religion. I have been wooing you, my people, from before the foundation of the world. Now come, experience true love. The age of reason and enlightenment has covered my people in darkness so they could not see the real me, but only a veiled shadow of who I truly am. Son, come and walk with me. This is the temple. This is where I ended up, where the glory of God is being released through my people into the earth. I went into that temple described in Isaiah 6. This is where we walked. And I've been there so many times. In fact, I go there every day. I engage there every day. But this was different when walking with him. The fire both purifies, refines, and imparts and reveals the glory of sonship. The focus of this throne is the filling of the earth with glory, the glory of the kingdom, expressed through the glory of the children of God. The altar is the place of glory where sonship is revealed and the creative light of the Spirit is prepared to become one with soul and body. The preparation for manifestation is fire for fire, radiating as glory, the glory of the children of God. Son, 2017 is to continue to be a year for justice, where legislation for justice and the freedom of my people from religious tyranny must continue. The lion must roar, the eagle must soar, and my people must rise up and take their places on the governmental seats of heaven. I'm going to challenge the foundations of the religious system with revelations of truth that will shake the belief systems that do not reveal the true nature of who I am. The religious doctrines that are the constructs of the path of the knowledge of good and evil must be deconstructed. The truth must begin to be revealed to establish the true foundation of pure, unadulterated love that will cast out all fear. Son, do not be afraid to reveal the truth that I've been showing you. Speak the truth in love so that I can renew the minds of my people so that they can experience the true me. I'm calling my people out of the restrictions that have limited their abilities as sons and confined them to the slavery to fear. Son, be courageous and bold to roar like the lion and soar like the eagle. Now that you stand in what was and in what is, you are free to call for and administrate what will be. My people must have their minds unlocked to be multidimensional, to fulfill their destinies as sons. Son, reveal the truth. Unveil for people your testimony of who I am. The lover of humanity is to be known face to face, not at a fearful distance. Yes, it is true that I am has revealed himself in the mystic union And now you can know that I am in the Father, and he is in me, and we are in you, as you are in us. Son, as you have turned your face towards us, now help others come face to face with the true, pure, unadulterated love. Son, the greatest scandal of the age is about to be exposed, and many will not believe it, but the truth of who I am, and therefore who you are as my sons, will be revealed, and the lies of religion will be exposed to the pure light of truth. The great I Am is about to reveal himself as the lover of your souls in what will amount to a whole new reality. As I stand, and this is now me describing where I was, as I stand in the eternal mystic union of love, immersed in Father, Son, and Spirit, I hear him say, Son, I'm going to scandalize religion by the lavish, extravagant, abundant expression of my love. I'm going to reveal myself as the eternal lover of your souls. I'm going to expose the idol of doctrine that has distorted my image. As you present the truth of my love, expressed through eternal judgment, the idol will begin to crumble, and idolatry will begin to be exposed as the religious traditions of men. True relationship with the living, loving Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, I am that I am, can be once again realized. I long to walk in the cool of the day in my garden with my children once again. Son, don't hold back through fear. Don't be intimidated by the false doctrine that misrepresents me. Be bold and courageous as the Joshua generation and take your stand, even if all the other forerunners give a bad report. The 10 spies went back to live in the wilderness of conformity, faced with the giants of idolatry. Son, help my people to be bold and courageous and reveal the truth, the true nature of love expressed in the lover of mankind. Son, I had it covered before the fall of the world. It's always been the kind intention of my will to restore my people and my people's creation to its original condition in me. I am that I am is the eternal lover, not the eternal tormentor of your souls. Expose the truth, draw the sword, draw the line that will once again give my people the opportunity to leave the poverty of religion of the old behind, to embrace the extravagant love of the new. Son, the unveiling of the reality of who I truly am is the priority of your life. The heresy of religion must be exposed and the truth of relationship must be revealed. I am is calling deep, is calling to come deeper into the unfathomable depths of who I am. Now, I am not here to be a heresy hunter. I am here to demonstrate the truth that in itself will expose by bringing light into the darkness of religion. I am not going to be attacking anybody or attacking anyone's beliefs. I don't believe God's heart. It's about love. Therefore, love must be the truth expressed for the benefit of others, and the best way to express the truth is to live and reflect that truth in your own life, not to get embroiled with political spirits or religious spirits or try and argue and be right. It's about love, not being right. I don't need to be right, I just need to be an expression of love. The eternal circle is calling, opened and ready to welcome my children lost in the religious wilderness back home. I'm going to challenge the foundations of the religious system with revelations of truth that will shake the belief systems that do not reveal the true nature of who I am. The religious doctrines that are constructs of that path must be deconstructed. The truth must begin to be revealed to establish a true foundation of pure, unadulterated love that will cast out all fear. God is emphasizing, and he said several things to me over again, repeated them so I would embrace them. Son, do not be afraid to reveal the truth that I've been showing you. Now, I was at a point where I was struggling to think, I don't want to talk about these things. You know, I don't want to get into a point where I'm drawing a line in the sand and presenting this choice. But the more I embrace with God, the more I engage the love of God, the more I know that I have to do it. And I have to be real and honest and share my journey and where this has led me along this trail, even if it's been a roller coaster. Speak the truth in love so that I can renew the minds of my people so they can experience the true me. I am calling my people out of the restrictions that have limited their abilities as sons and confined them to the slavery to fear. Son, be courageous. You know, this is what God's saying. He was calling me into this. Son, reveal to me the true me. Let the Joshua generation know. So God is calling us into this. He's calling us to go deeper. He's calling us to go further. His whole heart is that we would be released from that which is holding us, keeping us restricted, holding us in frameworks, theological, doctrinal positions that have been the ideas of men rather than through true experience of God. Son, come walk with me. Here are the keys to the kingdom for such a time as this. Here are the keys to release new seasons aligned with heaven's government. Metatron is available to you for the keys you need to fulfill what I'm calling you to do. There are keys for each season and each purpose. Son, here is the key to unlock the fire of heaven to make ready my people for the shifts that are being prepared. There are keys to judgment and justice and grace and mercy to release these seasons onto the face of the earth as the circle of the deep is aligned. Transformation is still the vital ingredient, the preparation that is needed to govern and rule with authority as sons. Son, you cannot spoon-feed people anymore. It is time that they matured and fed themselves from the table that is set before them. So important that we realize, you know, what I'm wanting to do in sharing things is not to feed you or even give you the ingredients for a recipe, but to encourage you to be creative and engage and make your own recipe as you engage God for yourself. It is everyone's responsibility to feed themselves and take personal responsibility for their own lives. I've been calling people deeper, but they have not been willing to pay the cost necessary to grow to maturity. All everyone needs to do is seek first my kingdom, and I will add everything to them. I'm calling you to be ready for the wedding day by embracing the soaking room of fire and oil. And this was in preparation for the wedding that we had, took place at the end of the year. And there was a process that God wanted us to embrace. Change, transformation, being ready for consummation. I take the fiery key and I unlock the season of fire for the wedding preparation. And I did this for us this coming year and for my own life. A call for the seraphim to come to bring the fire of heaven and the burning coals from the altar. Now, wasn't just applicable to us because God wants to bring us all into a deeper marriage relationship. It's not that he doesn't want us to be betrothed. He wants us to be married. So look at God wanting to take you into a deeper relationship and come into a place of consummation and intimacy and embrace the fire. A call for a new season of burning to begin. A call for the flaming torch and the oven to come to make ready for this new covenant celebration. Son, the fire is needed to prepare for the level of intimacy that will be needed for the new season. If my people who are called by my name will embrace the fire of transformation, then I will give them a new name, a new identity, and a new authority, and a new position as sons within my kingdom. I call for the revealing of the mandates for the next season to bring clarity and order. I call for creative light of heaven to bring forth the legislation needed for the next season. And this is my response to what God called me to do. I start decreeing and declaring these things flow out of my spirit when I'm engaged in the realms of heaven. I call for the alignment of the circle of the deep to open the houses to bring new scrolls, mantles, weapons, discoveries out of darkness into light. I call for the kingdom of God to take center stage as we seek first the kingdom within Joshua generation. The scroll of the new season is to be the return to the heart of God's original intention, the revealing of God as the answer to all the problems, as unveiling of the kingdom, value, and attitudes, the demonstration of the love of God in the power of the good news. A new order for a new day unveiled in the heavenly realms, releasing creative light of every spiritual blessing. I call for the opening of the house of commissioning to call forth the new order needed for the new day. I call for the opening of the house of culture to bring changes needed to bring us into a new day. I call for the establishing of a new government for the first season of a new day. Son, the scandal of the lies that have been perpetrated by religion to the doctrines and bondages have misrepresented me and therefore you mirrored in me. So God is unveiling our view of the Word of God, that as when we look into it, distorted the image that he has of us. Wherefore we should look into the Word of God and see who we are in him, that we've been included in him, and therefore everything has already been done to enable us to live in the benefit of this, if we're willing to embrace it. I will not be veiled and hidden beneath the covering of these lies, dressed up as truth any longer. I'm going to reveal myself in the message of the extravagant love that is unlimited in its extent and unstoppable in its force. My kingdom will come and my will be done on earth as it is within me. As it is within, so it will be without. Son, raise up ambassadors who will represent true love to a world bereft and lost in hopelessness and despair. The true conflict rages as it has done from the beginning through the father of lies, who leads by deception on the wrong path of self-centered works and conceals the path of the life of grace and faith revealed in love. Love has won. Love never fails. Love has overcome. Love never ever gives up. The power of love is beyond, and that is what I've been revealing to you through your encounters within me. Son, continue to allow me to stretch your tent pegs beyond the boundaries that you can go beyond. I will unveil beyond what you can imagine or think to reveal who you are and what sonship is truly intended to be. The creative capacities of sonship are the divine essence unleashed from the religious restrictions of the matrix of dogma that you have seen for yourself. Son, if you substitute love for all expressions that have limited me, you will have a glimpse of true reality. Exchange what you think you have known about me for love, and a whole new reality will unfold. Love is what was and will become, what is to be expressed in what will be. Love, son, let nothing diminish, obscure, or devalue the truth that I am love. Son, it is only love that can conquer and win. All else will be soulish battles to prove yourself right. That is self-righteousness of the wrong path. Love is not vain or selfish. It flows out of Romans 13 and 1 Corinthians 13. Son, continue to allow me to stretch your tent pegs. You know, this is God's desire. 1 Corinthians 13, 1-8. Speaking in tongues is not the point. Love is. It is neither angelic eloquence nor the mastery of human language that persuades. It doesn't matter how poetic, prophetic, or profound I may sound. My conversation is reduced to the hollow noise of clanging brass cymbals if love's echo is absent. I could predict the future in detail and have word of knowledge for everyone. I could possess amazing faith and prove it by moving mountains. It doesn't make me any more important than anyone else. Love is who you are. You are not defined by your gift or deeds. Love gives you context to faith. Moving mountains is not the point. Love is. Love is not about defending a point of view. Even if I'm preparing to give away everything I have and die a martyr's death, love does not have to prove itself by acts of supreme devotion or self-sacrifice. Love is large in being passionate about life and relentlessly patient in bearing the offences and injuries of others with kindness. Love is completely content and strives for nothing. Love has no desire to make others feel inferior, has no need to sing its own praises. Love is predictable and does not behave out of character. Love is not ambitious. Love is not spiteful and gets no mileage out of another's mistakes. Love goes beyond. As you see, love sees no joy in injustice. Love's delight is in everything that truth celebrates. Love is a fortress. Love's persuasion is persistence. Love believes. Love never loses hope and always remains constant in contradiction. Love never loses its altitude. That whole word means to lose height, to stop soaring. Prophecies will cease. Just like when a placenta is discarded after a baby is born, tongues will pause in order that which was spoken in the shadow language to be fully interpreted. The quest for knowledge will be inappropriate when perfection is grasped. What is perfection? God. God is love. God wants us to encounter love, to be an expression of love, to live loved, and to love life. So the whole Greek word for love, as we know, agape, from the word agu, meaning to lead, like a shepherd guides his sheep, and theo, meaning to rest, i.e. he leads me beside still waters. By the waters of reflection, my soul remembers who I am. And this is God's desire, that we would remember who we truly are. The enemy offered an image for us to grasp after that was not truly us, and we followed that path, and forever more since that time have been looking to get back that image that we lost. But now that image is restored in Christ, and we can see who we truly are. We just need to engage love, and that love will guide us into remembering who we really are as an object of God's love in relationship with him. God's rest is established upon his image and likeness redeemed in us. Thus, to encounter agape is to remember who I am. This is from the Mirror Bible version of this scripture. Thus, to encounter agape is to remember who I am. Jesus, the Savior of humankind, rescued God's image and likeness in human form. The grace of God shines as bright as day, making the salvation of humankind undeniably visible. I would encourage you to get the Mirror Bible and to just look at the New Testament from a whole different viewpoint of not religious interpretation of the Greek language, but going back to its original meaning to the common person at the time and why and what it meant. Son, the point is not to be right, but to be love. Son, live loved, live love, and love living by loving love. Son, I am love. Therefore, righteousness, godliness, godlikeness are all fruit and are expressions of love. I am a lover. I live to love and love to live love. Now, these things, you can get a tongue twister around it, but the reality is about love. Everything is about love. Am I living loved or am I trying to be loved? And if I'm trying to be loved, what am I doing to try and be loved? Am I trying to serve God? Am I trying to please him? Am I trying to appease him? Am I trying to be good? Am I trying to have a standard of behavior? Or am I resting and trusting in love himself and allowing that love to penetrate my life so that I know who I am, that I'm already accepted, I'm already approved of, I'm already valued, I already have worth, infinite worth, the same worth that the Father sees in the Son, he sees in us. The same love that the Father loves the Son, he loves us. He is a lover, and we are the objects of his love, and we can experience that love. We don't have to try and earn it or prove it. We just need to rest in it, and God will unveil it as we follow him. Love is, in essence, I am, which is the circle of love expressed in Father, Son, and Spirit. Perfect oneness of love, not an emotion, but a relationship, where all the thoughts expressed, words spoken, actions taken, are love. Love is the circle of conversation, communion, fellowship of oneness. The one is three, and the three is one. Son, you can be, as we are, one, body, soul, and spirit, at oneness, unified, restored to God-likeness, to be the light of love to the world. If I'm lifted up as love, so that the world can see me, they will be drawn to the light of your rising. Son, you are to be love's light by being in the circle of love and being the circle of love expressed as relationship. Now, when he says son to me, he's saying son, to every one of us. He's saying that we can be love's light, that we can live in that circle of love. True ecclesia is to be about the perfect pattern of love, not out of the pathway of self, but walking the pathway of life, so that all can follow the way of the fiery sword through the cross. The pattern, the mold, the expression of ecclesia is three as one in foundational love. Ephesians 1:23. The church is his body, the completeness of his being that fills all in all resides in us. God cannot make himself any more visible or exhibit himself more accurately. That is what the church, the ecclesia, the true people of God, in relationship, living loved, will be like. Are we willing to embrace it? Are we willing to engage it? The word ecclesia, which obviously is where we get our word church from, but our word church does not mean ecclesia, comes from ek, a preposition, always denoting origin, and ecclesia from kaleo, to identify by name, to surname. Therefore, the church is his redeemed image and likeness in human form. So God wants to redeem us from anything in our lives which is holding us back from being that true image of who he made us to be. That is his desire. That's the desire that he has for us, that we would be like him, that we would be that redeemed image. So everything in us which is spoiling that image, which distorts that image, he does not like. But he loves us. Therefore, his love will release his fire, because he's a consuming fire, to purify and refine and remove from us all distortion, so that we can be a true reflection. If we look into the word and we see a distortion because of our lack of understanding of the true nature of the word, then that's what religion has created and made the church to be, and Christians to be, a distortion of that image. So God is going to pour out his fire, and he's going to pour out his wrath. But his wrath is not to punish, to damage, to destroy people, but to purify and refine and change and transform us from one degree of glory to another, to one perfecting of that image to another. He has already redeemed us in Christ. He wants us to come into the fullness of that redemption. So my whole desire then is I embrace the true expression of love's fire in self-sacrifice upon the altar of the temple, whose purpose is to see the earth filled with the glory of the Lord expressed in the glory of sonship. I embrace the coals of the crucible of self-dying, living sacrifice, yielded and surrendered to love. I embrace the fire of purification and refinement. Here am I, send me. And my whole desire is to be the fulfillment of that image, to fulfill my destiny. And I desire to embrace the fire of who he is, to purify and refine me in love. And as I surrender and yield to it, it isn't painful. It's only that which is of ego and self that holds on to the image which has been distorted from what I have. If my image has come from my experiences of life, then it's a distortion of the true image that was birthed in God's heart. And he wants to restore that image, because it's already restored in Christ for me. I call for the light of love to rise, to expose the lies hidden in the darkness of Antichrist's demonic doctrines that have twisted, distorted, and marred the image of God. Now, I'm slightly incensed as I've been stirred to realize the lies that have been distorting the word of God and have created theology and doctrine which has misrepresented God to the world. I call for the Leviathan spirit to be exposed, the twister revealed in the idols of false doctrines now accepted as truth. Let the angelic legions go forth with the light of love into the minds of those wavering in the wilderness, valley of decision, and to those at Gilgal, those who cross but are now in a time of preparation. Let the reproach of the self-righteous path be exposed by the light of love. Son, there is no ego or self within love. Love is God. Love is otherly. Now, otherly is probably not a real word, but God said this to me. Therefore, I've made it a word, and I'm using it. Otherly is relational love, conversational love. The essence of I am is love. Love is the light, the words, the thoughts, the desires concerning others. Son, love is not about needs, because in love there is no focus on self, just others. There is no self, anything. As self, as a thought and a concept, never existed until the covering cherub placed I into the equation. Son, we do not require worship or adoration because we have a need, but because it is directed away from self and is an expression of what love is being, the first steps to living outside of self. The pathway of self always focuses on I, but the true pathway of life always focuses on love, which is always directed towards relationship and therefore others. True love never demands of others, but gives others the opportunity to give to others in relationship. Love always seeks to defer, to bless, to empower, to promote others, never itself. Son, it was inevitable, because we are love in essence, that we would create those to be in our image who would live loved and love living, because living is giving, and we love to give, to bless, to prosper. Selfishness, ego, is what blocks the reception, the receiving, the blessing of the blessing. Many focus on the needs of self and are never in the place to receive. Being blessed is always an opportunity to have enough for all needs, so that all the good deeds can be accomplished because the needs are not considered. Seeking first the kingdom and righteousness is love expressed, because self is not the focus. Worry and anxiety are rooted in fear, and fear is focused in self. The kingdom of God is where love is expressed. It is founded upon love. Its essence is love. The whole kingdom is focused on others, loving others, righteousness, peace, and joy. Justice is where others can be blessed and is foundational. Justice was never meant to be the removal of freedom from people, but the giving of freedom to people. That is why the cross is central to justice, because all obstacles to love were removed. All the requirements of man's law were met, and laying down life because of love for others is now finished. All who were separated are now included in me, waiting to discover the truth of who we really are. Love is joy and peace experienced, because nothing is ever missing or broken when the focus is otherly. Son, let love as found in us surround you, shield you, supply you, dance in the midst of love, live to the full in the midst of love. This is the true meaning of you being in us and we being in you. Ephesians 1:4-6, again in the Mirror Version. He associated us in Christ before the fall of the world. Jesus is God's mind made up about us. He always knew in his love that he would present us again face to face before him in blameless innocence. God found us in Christ before he lost us in Adam. He is the architect of our design, his heart dream realized, our coming of age in Christ. His grace plan is to be celebrated. He greatly endeared us and highly favored us in Christ. His love for his Son is his love for us. Just embrace that. Allow that to be the desire of your heart, to live loved, to live in the experience of love. The same love that the Father has for his Son, the same love which is the circle of relationship, Father, Son, and Spirit, is his love for us. That's what can change, transform us. That's what can enable us to live in the fulfillment of who we are in that image. Son, let your relationship with us be expressed in everything. Don't partition, fragment anything, or you will not be oneness. Son, you must be one as we are one. Your heart must be open to touch all with love's essence. My desire is that love will be all in all. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am ness. I am ness. Mirrored in you is your way. This is your truth and also your life. Again, listen to that. I am-ness, mirrored in you, is your way. This is your truth and also your life. Every single person can now come face to face with the Father entirely because of my doing. Verse 10. Are you not convinced that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? We are in seamless union. The words that I speak to you are not my independent opinion or ideas. The Father in me addresses you. This conversation then translates into the Father's action, unveiled in my doing. Son, feel my heart. Feel the joy that springs from pure life in its abundant fullness. I am joyous because the beginning and the end are now. Son, live for the eternal now and be in constant love, joy, and peace. Son, walk with me and be in oneness. See and feel the oneness. Son, I am, so we can be at rest in peace and joy as love's expression. Let's walk through the gateways of your spirit, soul, and body. Let me expand your consciousness, awareness of who you are. And this is something that took place. God opened up this. He walked with me through my gateways, spirit, soul, and body. And I'm still in process of him walking through, redefining for me from a now the expression of love. Son, rest and focus in the new beginnings that I am calling you to facilitate. While multidimensional legislation is taking place, I want you to engage consciously in calling for new beginnings into the nations and relationships that you're connected to. Develop and cultivate a desire within your heart for those nations and groups. Let love rise up and move you with compassion to see the new beginnings start to be unveiled. Son, as you focus on engaging the affairs of the nation's house, you will feel my heart and connect with the cloud of witnesses and the angelic orders that have been assigned. Son, sink deeper and deeper into me. Let the conversation of love surround you and immerse you and fill you. Let the truth that love reveals define you. Let it unveil your true image in me. You are, along with the whole of mankind, included in me. So open the eyes of all your faculties to truly know who you are by reconnecting with who you are, who you have been made to be. In me, see your true image framed in love's conversation, revealed in love's true expression. Son, be from love's deepest well. Let the spring become a fountain overflowing with love's energizing power. Son, let love define you, let love empower you, and demonstrate that love to the world so desperate for authenticity. Son, however deep you come, you can never plumb the depths of love. You can never escape love's grasp. Love is too powerful and too and all-encompassing to fail, because it's the fullest expression of the intent of the desire for relationship of I am, Father, Son, and Spirit, to include you. I am can never fail. Love can never fail, because it is faced its greatest challenge at the cross in identifying with the deepest, furthest separation and overcoming death with life expressed in resurrection's power. Son, death has been overcome with life, the greatest enemy conquered and subdued. Now love rules and reigns in you and through you on earth as it is in heaven. Love has won. Let love express its victory in you, so that the world can see true love and know that they are included in the love story of the ages. Son, love does not need to win. Love has won. Victory is secured. So rest and in love has won. If you fail to rest, love has to win. So surrender to rest in love's overcoming victorious triumph over death and all its fear. Son, now is the time to release jubilee. Blow the silver trumpets, both to break the camp for those in the Valley of Decision, for those at Gilgal to begin to move, to march around the giant structures that defend the divisiveness that exists woven within the fabrics of culture and society. I blow the trumpet, I herald the call, let the sound of heaven be released to call for the rising and moving of the Joshua generation. I call for the establishing of the new spiritual government of a new family. So those are some of the things that I've experienced and engaged, some of the things God's spoken to me. You know, engage God for yourself. If any of that resonates with you, if any of that stirs within your heart, allow that to stir you to pursue God. Be willing to get on that roller coaster. Be willing to take that red pill. Be willing to go as deep as a rabbit hole goes. Be willing to embrace your destiny, to live loved and to love life. From love's perspective, let love be the all-encompassing experience that you encounter this year as you embrace vision and destiny for 2017. Respond to the call. Embrace love. Embrace a new dimension and level of experience of that love. Do not lean to your own understanding. Do not let the doctrines and beliefs that you may have had from previous generation to stop you and hinder you experiencing love, expressing love, so that the world can truly see the very nature and fabric of who God is and be drawn to him because of the light of our rising, of the glory of the children of God, reflecting that true image of who God is to a world desperate to be loved, desperate for value and worth, acceptance, significance. Embrace it for yourself and give it away, because freely we've received, freely give. I want to just finish with an encounter for us to begin to experience some of what God has been doing. I'm going to just look to see God just bringing you, leading you into something deeper as Jesus takes you to the Father, as the Father takes you deeper into his heart, that we would engage in the very heart, the very mind of God, going back into what was free from the limitations of now to being in him. So let's, by faith, take that step through the open door that we have over us, that door standing open in heaven, to hear the invitation to come up here, walk up those steps, step through the veil, step into the realm of the kingdom. Jesus waiting to receive us, to encounter us, embrace us, as we present ourselves to him as a living sacrifice, as we embrace the fire of his presence. I just ask, Lord, that you would take each person, lead them by the hand, open up a new revelation, a new encounter, a new experience. Take us through the veils, the way, the truth, the life. Bring us before your very presence, the ark of your presence, as we stand within your four faces, seeking your will, your purpose. We open up our hearts that you would unveil and release destiny, mandate for today. Oh, let's step into the Father, step into the four faces of God. Just let him take you into his name, into his identity, to unveil yours. Just let him take you to a new place of peace and rest. Walk with him on the ancient paths. Allow him to take you into his heart and mind, in the what was before everything was, outside of linearity, outside of time and space, walking back on that ancient path. Just let him take you, lead you, take you deeper into love. Follow that path and just come into his very heart. Let love surround you, cocoon you. Let that love and the fire of love just reveal the true nature of who he is. Just rest in that. Let love, his love, his heart, touch your heart.